Watchman.
His name is
Watchman.
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
It's 20 past the hour. Oftentimes, Reverend Al, we get caught up in the hustle and bustle of Christmas. We actually overlook the real meaning of Christmas.
I think that it is important that as we are now just a few days away, you're right, we get in the hustle and bustle and gifts and what we're going to give and what we're going to get, but we forget this is really about the birth of Christ. This is really about those of us that are Christians believing that he came to save the world and sacrifice for us. But it's also about a baby born who was parents scandalized that his mother was unwed, according to some. He was born under Roman oppression, where a governor, Herod, kept the natives managed for the Roman oppressors. And he was killed, crucified, because he stood up and stirred up the masses, which is why in many ways we ought to think about what is going on in the world, what is going on in our nation, as we celebrate the birth of someone born under that kind of oppression who stood up to it. You can't worship Christ and take the narrative of Jesus' life out of it. And we should think about it this Christmas. And Tommy, I know that's hard to do, but Sherry's a church-going woman. And
her mother makes
her go. I've seen Jackie's mama drag her down the aisle. Come in, kicking and screaming.
Kicking and screaming.
I love
it. Whatever.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas to you, Reverend Al.
Merry Christmas to all of you.
All right.
Wait, Reverend Sharpton, are you going to do your Christmas party that you do every year here in New York City with the families?
Yeah, we feed the hungry every year, and we'll be doing it. And I eat and have a warm dinner with them because that's what Jesus was about. And then we are getting ready for the big march on January 14th. Tom and I and others will be there to make sure we're not trumped in the next 4 years.
There you go. Mm.
I got you.
Reverend Sharpton, just really, really quickly, I was on the Atlantic on the way to London in a storm, and the waves were raging. And you were on CNBC, and they kept running your promo over and over. So it's like 2 o'clock in the morning in the storm, and all I kept seeing was you.
Well, that's not the first time I had to calm storms in your lifetime.
There you go.
Reverend Sharpton will be at Caroline's this weekend.
Awesome. Merry Christmas to you, Reverend Al. Thank you so much.
All right.